Well, my thoughts this evening are based on just one verse from Luke's account of the Christmas story, the account of the shepherds, which we read a little earlier. The shepherds have been and gone now and are busy telling anyone they can find what they have seen. And people are amazed to hear the news, especially from such unlikely sources. And then the next verse, verse 19, says, "But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart." And I don't suppose she ever forgot those memories of that first Christmas of them all. Now I wonder, what do you treasure up in your heart? What thoughts and memories do you store up for later pondering? Christmas is a good time for memories and pulling them out. For many of us, it's a time we can look back upon fondly. And because it's a regular time, you have something to pin that memory to. But don't you also find that because your Christmases tend to have a fair bit in common with each other, you can't quite remember clearly which memory belongs to which year? Perhaps at school you studied Dylan Thomas's account of a child's Christmas in Wales. Are some of you familiar with it? I hope so. This is how it begins, and it makes that point. One Christmas, I won't do a Welsh accent, because you'll think I come from Delhi if I do. One Christmas was so much like another that I can never remember whether it snowed for 6 days and six nights when I was 12, or whether it snowed for 12 days and 12 nights when I was six. All the Christmases rolled together toward the two-tongued sea, like a cold and headlong moon bundling down the sky that was our street. And they stop at the rim of the ice-edged, fish-freezing waves. And I plunge my hands into the snow and bring out whatever I can find. In goes my hand into that wool-white, bell-tongued ball of holidays, resting at the rim of the carol-singing sea. And out come Mrs. Prothero and the firemen. Well, my child's Christmas in Norfolk has a fair bit in common with Dylan Thomas's child's Christmas in Wales, at least in spirit. I can plunge my hand into that snowball and pull out memories. Alas, no Mrs. Prothero and fireman, I'm afraid. But I can remember the damp, moth-eaten smell of our old village church, which emerged from hibernation for one forlorn day of the year. I can remember the prickling of the bales of straw on which we sat in the tractor trailer that took us carol singing round the village every year. I can remember the taste of sugar puffs, frosties and other rare breakfast treats, crammed in tormented pre-present haste from those special little Kellogg's boxes, but no stocking until you'd had your breakfast. I can remember the year of a power cut and beans for Christmas lunch. And I can remember all those years when it didn't snow in Norfolk. I could revel in the Christmas childhood nostalgia for hours, but I find it's all blurry and mixed up. For what happened when is anyone's guess. But I doubt it was so for Mary. I'm sure she recalled exactly when and where and what happened. Treasuring things up in her heart wasn't an unusual thing for her. We read a bit later, after another remarkable incident with Jesus as a teenage boy, we read there that his mother treasured up all these things in her heart. That was clearly the kind of person she was, the reflective type. And the events themselves were memorable too. The announcement of the angels, the birth of a firstborn in a strange place, the unsolicited visit of representatives of the local sheep farming community. I don't suppose they were a regular visit of every day of her life. Even more than that, the meaning of the events themselves, they would have stuck in her mind too. Or perhaps, I should say, the questions. Because at the time, she knew something incredible had happened, but she didn't yet grasp what that fully meant. She knew that God had come to her. That God had been inside her. That God had come from her. She knew that she'd given birth to a Saviour. but she did not understand what kind of saviour he would be. And so she would have to treasure those events in her heart and ponder their meaning in her mind for another 30-odd years before she understood their true meaning. But she knew they were meaningful. She knew that something infinitely special and absolutely unique had happened that night, and she did not let that memory go. For her, the thing she treasured and pondered in her heart from that first Christmas only really made sense when she had seen what kind of man her son would become, when she had been through the utter horror of seeing him crucified, and when she had experienced the indescribable joy of knowing that he had risen to life. Then, at last, her pondering was resolved. The true value of her treasured memories became clear. Her son, whom she had born, had been sent, not just to deliver Israel from the Romans, not just as a king returning to save his nation, as I'm sure she assumed at first. He had come as a saviour for the whole world, even you and me. And he would carry on his shoulders the misery and the shame of millions accumulated over millennia. He would take on himself the guilt and suffering and do away with it and provide instead forgiveness and hope and a new kind of life. And then all of a sudden it fell into place. It became clear why, 30 years before, God's Son had been born to her and had lain in a manger rather than a palace, and had been visited by shepherds rather than princes. All those years before, it had been anticipating the fact that he would be a humble, suffering saviour, not a conquering, mighty king. All of a sudden, 30 years' ponderings made sense. Now I wonder, could it be that some of us could have an experience echoing that of Mary? Do we have memories of Christmas, perhaps? But now I don't mean the food and the fun and the Kellogg's mini packs. I mean the reality of Christmas, the kind of thing that we've sung about and read about this evening. I mean the true sense that something significant has happened in your world. That in a real way, in your experience, heaven has touched earth. That underneath the Christmas tinsel and hidden away in that snowball of memories, there is something real. Something life-changing, if only you knew how. Do you, like Mary, have experiences, memories, insights, questions, stored away and treasured up? And you know they matter, but you're not quite sure why yet. Could it be that, like Mary, God has already touched your life in this way and that way? And what you need to do now is remember and understand and be amazed. For some people, that takes about 3 minutes. For others, 30 years would be a short time. But what I'm talking about here is that you can move from this sort of general sense that God is perhaps there somehow, and he's maybe touched your world, and perhaps even that in this story of Christmas, we encounter a spiritual reality beyond the world we're used to. And we move beyond that to realizing and understanding that Jesus Christ was and is God himself, and that he's come to us, that he's come to you. That in his life, the truth and the love of God for you were made plain. That when he died, he stood there for us and he stood there for you, and he paid the price of our wickedness and sin, real things that you have done that weigh upon your conscience. And that when he rose again, he defeated evil and death and brought a new kind of life into our world. And you realize all of a sudden that this is a possibility for you. Your life could begin again, but on a completely different track, a completely new pattern. That may not be an easy process, of course. For Mary, it was agonizing. Her first set of hopes and dreams for her son had to be shattered, as the prophetess Simeon said later, "A sword will pierce your heart also," and it did. But it was worth it once she saw the final outcome of who her son was and what he had done. Likewise, to realize the true significance of God's touch on your life may well be a painful thing too. Many people shy away from looking at life in a whole new light because they know there's a cost to it. But what about you? Are you simply content to enjoy the fond blur of Christmas past and present? Or are you willing to stick your hand into the snowball of memories and see if you can find something that is more than mere nostalgia? Something on which you can pin a date and a meaning that will last you forever. A childhood faith, a youthful commitment, an adult experience, a regret in old age, something that you ponder on, that in your heart of hearts you know really mattered at the time. Something that you would love to see reawakened and understood and coming to life within you. And instead of just pondering, pray. Bring that memory to God. Ask him why he has sown that treasure into your heart. Ask him to show you the true value of it. And then you may find, coming out of that Christmas snowball, not Mrs. Prothero and the firemen, but the Lord Jesus Christ, life and hope and peace for you, now and forevermore. Amen.